broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for February the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt's with me. We also have Becky Akers, and she is an incredible novelist. She's got two books out, working on the third one. She's the author of Hailstorm, an incredible book about Nathan Hale and abducting Arnold. Revolutionary new novels, buy them before they're banned. Abducting Arnold is the other side of the story. You've all been told your whole life Arnold's just a thug. Is that really the truth, ladies and gentlemen? Or is there more to the picture than meets the eye? And whenever government says something, you can bet they're lying. And so all I know is they're telling you that Arnold's just evil, evil, evil. And there is another side to that story. Anyway, look for her books. Look for Becky Akers. And then look for either Hailstorm or Abducting Arnold or both. They make great Valentine's gifts, by the way. And then if you look for Becky Akers, she's also a prolific writer on the TSA and other government abuses. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, Becky.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
All right. There's a couple of stories here related to this. And the first one says San Francisco area restaurants bans Make America Great Again hats, compares them to, quote, white hoods and swastikas. What do you say to that, Becky?
I just have to laugh. I think one of the reasons this kind of nonsense flourishes is that people are so ignorant about history anymore. And to call Trump a racist is just patently absurd. We ought to all just dismiss it. There are many problems, just like the governor of Virginia now. Many, many problems with politicians and their thoughts and feelings about people who are different from them usually run along the lines of let's exploit them, let's tax them, let's steal their money, let's kill them in wars. Now, do we ever hear criticism of them for that? No, we hear that they put on blackface. Sam, you know, I've been amused by this blackface nonsense with the governor of Virginia because you would think the way the media is reporting it, white people run around all the time in blackface. I've never put on blackface myself. I've never seen a fellow white person in blackface. I don't know what this is. I read just yesterday somebody else, some other Democratic politician somewhere, has been accused of putting on blackface as well. And it's just so absurd.
Huh? Well, so I got a question. They got all these emojis out. When you send something, you send somebody like... My screen reader, as a blind person, describes it. It can't just see the graphic. And so what it'll say is smiling person with a medium skin tone or something like that, it'll say. Okay, and my question is, what if a white person felt like they went to the beach and got a tan, and so they did like a, I don't know what you say, a medium skin tone or whatever emoji and with a smile in it, would that be going in tan face? Would that be going in blackface? You know, where does this end? And can black people only send dark emojis and white people can only send white emojis? And I mean, this is nothing but exploitation. They are intentionally fomenting this divide with every move they intentionally make, Becky.
Oh, I agree entirely. And this is Marxism. All of this is inspired by people who love the state, who worship the state. The state is their god. They want to control other people. They want other people controlling them. They are not interested in each human being's value and worth as a human being. They are interested only in collectivism and in Marxism, in communism.
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. What's worse, a socialist, flat out, unabashed, open in your face socialist? Okay, now don't diverge to all the manipulated words. Well, I'm a different kind of socialist. I'm a soft one. I'm a democratic one. I'm a this, I'm a that. Okay, so a flat-out socialist, a flat-out communist, which to me, by the way, are the same thing, a baby murderer, so an abortionist, just an outright unabashed, we're going to deliver the baby, make the baby comfortable while we plot its demise, flat-out evil, murderous abortionist, a pro-death person, or a white face wearer. Now, I didn't say blackface. I said a whiteface wearer because there aren't any of those, right? Nobody would ever be dressing up in whiteface. You'd only dress up in blackface. You see what I'm talking about? Those evil zealots. Okay, which is worse of all those groups?
Well, there's certainly enough evil to go around, but the least offensive and the least harmful and the least evil is the person wearing whiteface, because really, what harm is he doing? Whose property is he stealing? Whose life is he threatening? Nobody. This is just nonsense. And it's
to debate enough. Whether you wear whiteface for a certain reason, in other words, to assign a motive to it, becomes the thought police too, Becky. How do you know that they don't just like white people and want to be like white people and want to have education that white people have and want a better life? And okay, at what point does it become the thought police?
Oh, it is. It's way past that point. It's way past that point. I mean, look at how afraid people are to say certain words anymore, and how men are afraid to even have conversations with women at work for fear they're going to be accused of sexual assault. I mean, the whole thing is absurd, and I'm hopeful there's going to be a backlash against this. I think it's beginning, where people are simply saying, you know what? Stop telling me how to think. Stop telling me what to think. Leave me alone. But we should all recognize that this is totalitarianism. It is people who want the state controlling everything in life. They want them controlling our relationships with each other. Okay, it's not just enough to control our interactions with the state. You know, you have to do jury duty. You have to go to school, that sort of thing. I'm not saying those are correct actions of the state. I'm just saying that was, you know, yesteryear. That was your extended involvement with the state. Then it moved on to contractual obligations with each other, such as marriage. Okay, now the state used to not be involved in marriage. Now it's heavily involved in marriage and divorce. Now it's moved on to just casual relationships among people, where the state is going to tell us what words we can use, and the state is going to tell us how we can interact with one another. And the fact that you put on blackface 20 years ago all of a sudden invalidates you to be governor. What I think another huge benefit to Marxists and all this is it distracts us from the actual harm these politicians are doing.
There's no question. Let me give you a headline for the New York Times, and then I want to get Kurt in here to respond to this too. Now listen carefully to this headline. Now, I don't know if you know, but Kurt sells these Make America Great Again hats. You can buy them when you buy raw honey from Kurt and stuff like that. So Kurt, you, my friend, have just catapulted to one of the biggest bigot racists this world has ever known by your hostile actions to literally promote this stuff, is what they're saying. So here's this headline for the New York Times. Ready? MAGA hats and blackface are different forms of expression, but they share a certain unfortunate DNA. Now, what are these people talking about, Kurt?
Well,
wow. Hey, man, DNA. So this blackface governor, this Democrat whacked out guy, and you were pretty much the same guy. I mean, you're virtually like double cousins or something, you know?
Yeah. You're wearing something that says, "Make America Great Again." And so you are part of the problem.
I mean, it is beyond imagination. So they're literally saying they're different forms of expression, but they share a certain unfortunate DNA. This is the New York or the LA Times, Becky.
Well, I'm not surprised.
They have lost all credibility. This is just insanity talk.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a sign of desperation of these people. Okay, I think that they understand that they are beyond absurd, and they don't know how to get back to rationality. They also are in it very much for a fight to the death, and we should all realize that. You know, the fact that they can stand out there and say that it is perfectly all right to murder innocent children that are a moment away from birth. The fact that they can say that tells us how deep-seated their hatred of us is, and the fact that they have no respect for human life. So we should be prepared for the fact these people are in it for life or death. And they're not the ones intending to die. They intend that all of us die. So they very much have the attitude we either obey them or they will liquidate.
You know, Sam, you mentioned this thing that I do, this evil thing of selling raw honey. And anyway, while I'm doing it, at least at this time of year when I'm doing it, there's a little, it's a, you know, pretty busy street corner. And so people drive by, and occasionally I get, if it's really cold, say 18 degrees or whatever, you know, then sometimes I'm in the van where I can sit, and if I've got the engine running, you know, idling the van, ruining the
planet. Just ruining the environment. Good, I understand.
Anyway,
haters like you do that all the time.
If I'm doing that, then I'm watching out the windows because occasionally some, you know, nice individual will stop and want to buy my wares, you know.
Yeah, some other evil person comes along. I understand.
That's right. Driving around with fossil fuels and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, this the other day, one guy pulls up and basically surprised me. And I'll tell you what happened.
Kurt was sleeping, ladies and gentlemen. This guy woke Kurt up, man. I'll tell you about it in seconds. We got Becky Aker with us, man. Check out her incredible novels. Hailstorm's one of them. Abducting Arnold's the other. I'm telling you, great reads, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. We're talking about, do you have your own right to your own thoughts and free association these days? I think not.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so Kurt's sleeping. He's selling honey. It's freezing cold outside in the global warming era. And so he's just minding his racist self, and he's sleeping, and this guy startles him. Kurt?
Well.
Is that a good recap?
Well, except I wasn't sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Walking out the windows. To make sure if I see a potential customer, they stop, you know, then I get out and see what they want to taste. Well, this one guy, you know, he basically fooled me because, you know, he pulled over and then I got out. And when I did, he drove off before I even did talk to him. But then as he saw me get out, then he stopped about, I don't know, 10 yards away. It wasn't too far. And he says, man, I was going to buy something, but I saw your hat. And
darn right, I realized you were a flat-out bigot.
And I thought, wow, you know, occasionally, at least that's the first time I had anybody say it, you know. I've had people that pull up and literally pull in and go, man, is that a Make America Great Again hat? Oh, man, I got to get one of those. How much are they? You know, I mean, I get those kind of folks. And I suppose there's a bunch of others that are like, whoa, I was kind of interested in the honey. I guess maybe I'll buy some anyway, even if he's got these.
Yeah, I'll go buy some from the Chinese, for crying out loud. I can't buy one from one of them Make America Great Again people. That's crazy.
Anyway, I just thought it was interesting that I'd actually see that, because I'm sure maybe the guy's a good reader of the L.A. Times, and he sees how, you know, this evil DNA of the words Make America Great Again is, you know, basically racist and, you know, evil and part of the main problems we face in society. You know,
what do you say to that? This is becoming a real thing, and the problem that I see is they're literally taking this divide all the way to the bank, Becky, and I'm really concerned about it.
You know, it makes no sense to me. I never have understood this antipathy towards Trump. It's not like Trump is Ron Paul, okay? He went into office. His rhetoric is right down the middle of the road. His policies, some of them are somewhat beneficial for liberty, but not always. Many of them benefit the deep state, you know, reopening the government and all that kind of stuff. I'm just mystified by this hatred that the statist among us bear this man. It makes no sense to me.
It makes sense to me. Here's why. Ready?
Okay, tell me.
All you got to do is foment the Hegelian dialectic. All sides pitted against each other. The only answer is more government in their minds. And as long as they hate on God and Christians, it doesn't matter what you are. The closer you are to a godly person, a Christian person, somebody who obeys the commandments, somebody who lives a law of morality based on a higher source of authority than oneself, somebody who believes in Christ, which is the only way really to be saved and to solve this problem in the first place, then they have absolute, pure, unadulterated hatred for this, and any road but that road will do. And as long as they can divide and get everybody fighting, the more we fight, the more Satan wins. The more we ignore the real issues that'll save this country, then they win. And it's all based on this fomenting the divide at every turn. In fact, you like Captain Crunch and I like Lucky Charms, and therefore we're enemies, and it will always be so. And you're just the evil. In fact, I believe that if you like Captain, that's got to be racist. In fact, that's probably the female food of the abortion. Okay, see, and they just go down this line. Oh, it doesn't matter if any of it's true. It doesn't matter. They will divide at every turn because that's their agenda.
All right, so you're saying that it's not that they object to Trump. They are just, because he's none of the things you just described. He's certainly not a Christian. I mean,
that's
he's
right.
Nominally a Christian, but he's not a Christian. He's never said he is. You know, at least to my knowledge, he's not against the state. He loves the state. In fact, he's used the state to get, you know, to add to his wealth. He was a big proponent of eminent domain many times. So you're saying that it's not him. It's that they're using him as a tool simply to have another thing to divide America.
Yes. They want to basically divide, distract, and destroy. And he works great for that.
Okay. So he's just kind of the unlucky person in a bad place at a bad time.
In many ways, yes. And in many ways, God is using him to highlight this divide, because at the end of the day, you're on God's side or Satan's side, and the great war continues. And it's really a good versus evil battle, and they're just using Donald to exploit that. It's just coming more and more and more and more evident to the people who didn't realize it before, that's all.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense than any other explanation I've heard, Sam.
And one other thing you have to throw into the mix here, Becky, is the fact is, I remember when Sam and I were back at the inauguration, or right around that time, we saw a report, I'm pretty sure it was a Tennessee newspaper, and I guess what they do is they actually count the number of times their prayers said during the inauguration ceremonies and the different inauguration events. And President Trump had in his events, and I'm sure that he wasn't in charge of telling everybody when to pray and everything, but there actually were more prayers than apparently ever before. And so, in my opinion, what this does is it brings in, out the atheists, God haters, and that kind of thing. And I don't care if you're kind of an innocent bystander, maybe like President Trump, or if you're a big participator like, I don't know, Jerry Falwell or whatever what some of the big preachers are.
Yeah, you got to stay still, Kurt. You got a ton of noise in your background. Go ahead, sir.
They're gonna get hit by the whole anti-God crowd, and that.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a powerful group.
So here's the proof in the pudding. Kurt's got a headline that talks about Duke University, Kurt, along with 93 other colleges, this thing says, affiliated with a Methodist church, Kurt.
Well, it's a great segue. Good job, Sam. The bottom line is the Methodists have been pretty active in education for many years. And now at Duke University, you got other people who've got some different ideas. They don't really want religion in the public square. They want it out of there, if you will. And so they're going to do all they can to change that. And that's what they're doing at Duke.
And so what they're doing at Duke University, along with 93 other colleges affiliated with the Methodist Church, what they're trying to do is they're calling on the denomination to change their beliefs related to this gender. They call it identity expression, etc. They want to force that into the church. In my opinion, I'd just simply call it gender perversion. Look, God created a male and female, and that's just the way it is, right? From the beginning words of the Almighty in Genesis. And okay, these people want to just destroy that and force it through the collegiate back door to the church and force them to capitulate, Becky.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, this is so patently absurd. It's exactly what she said. Not only is it scriptural, but simply our common sense and our eyes tell us men are men and women are women. And I'm always amused at the ones who seem to think that surgery somehow overcomes that. It's, you know, if I pay a surgeon to put a bull's horns on me, it doesn't turn me into a bull. And if I pay a surgeon to attach a chicken's beak to my lips, it doesn't turn me into a chicken. I still have human DNA. And just as men and women do not become the other one simply because they pay a surgeon to attach secondary characteristics to them, their DNA remains the same. So to force us to accept something that is clearly against reality, that is clearly against common sense, these people have to use the force of government, and that is one reason why they want a totalitarian government, because otherwise their perversion remains that, a perversion.
Now, I call it the X factor. I think, isn't there something to do with females and an X chromosome that males don't have and stuff like that? Am I confused, or?
No, I always get it confused, too. I don't remember if it's XX or YY or XY or what it is, but the point is that when you have cosmetic surgery, you have not touched every single cell in your body. The DNA in every single cell is still male or female.
Well, and let's be clear. Not only is it still male or female, I got a question. How come somebody can change their gender from male to female, but I can't? What if I wanted to just be blackface forever? What if I just say that I want to be black now, and I can't? What if I just did blackface forever? I can't do that, but I can become a woman, but I can't become a black man. What's up with this? Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam, Kurt, Becky, breaking it down just for you. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Pope Francis conducting the first ever papal mass in the United Arab Emirates before a crowd of over 135,000.
Lord Jesus Christ, we said to the apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you.
The theme of his visit is for Christian and Muslim leaders to work together to promote peace and to reject war and violence. One of the themes President Trump will strike in his State of the Union address this evening will be cooperation in the nation's capital. That according to his press chief, Sarah Sanders.
You're also going to see the president call on Congress and say, look, we can either work together and get great things done, or we can fight each other and get nothing done. And frankly, the American people deserve better than that.
Another Super Bowl victory parade for the New England Patriots and their fans will be stepping off in Boston in an hour. And this is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking, my energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
President Trump's inauguration committee is being probed by federal prosecutors in New York State. Reports are a lawyer working with the inaugural committee was given a subpoena for several documents related to the committee's donors and event attendees. Prosecutors reportedly looking into whether any foreign entities donated to that organization. Nearly 3 years after the crime, the Uber driver who killed six people while on duty has pleaded guilty to all 16 charges he faced and will now be sentenced today, likely to life in prison without parole. Jeff Reynolds' mother, Judy Brown, was one of the victims.
I mean, this is something that we just carry with us through life. So the best that we can hope for is that at least this chapter of the story will be closed and we can move forward and again start looking toward healing.
Virginia authorities say a state trooper and a suspect were killed in a shootout yesterday during a drug investigation. Lucas Dow was the department's 66th death in the line of duty. And this is USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I first wondered why you can be a man and convert to a woman. On just the idea that that's how you identify. You just wake up and feel, I feel kind of femmy today, you know? And so I've never felt that way, just so you know. I'm just saying. Okay, so you can do that, no problem. And in fact, to suggest not is just hate-filled as all get out. I mean, it's just evil to suggest that God made us male and female. You're not allowed to talk about God, and you're not allowed to lock down the genders as a, quote, binary decision, male, female, two choices, right? You can't do that. Okay, but if I want to be a black guy today, no can do. In fact, it's racist, it's bigoted, it's hate-filled. And I thought, how can that be? Both of them are characteristics defined by God. You know, you're born, created by God, a certain race, and you're created by God, a male or a female. And so why the difference? What's up? And I realized that it's the only way they can foment and continue this divide and keep it hot and in your face and just keep everybody fighting is to do that. So you can basically say you're a racist and you're, you know, you don't respect this gender euphoria or this whacked out gender beliefs, because every time, whatever the choice is against God, that's what they'll do. And so every time it's the divide and conquer methodology. Their goal, again, is to distract, divide and destroy. And so the reason they have a different viewpoint on these two things is because that's the way to maximize the divide, the distraction, and the destruction, Becky.
Well, they must be really furious then that Americans have fallen into line so quickly and that many Americans have gone along with this absurdity.
Without question. I think they're just picking the overripe fruit at this point of the fruits of tyranny and communism and socialism all wrapped into destroying and turning us away from God. Kurt, I mean, that's the way I see it. The only reason there's a difference is because that creates the divide and continues the distraction and the opposition and the hatred and the anger and the divisions. And okay, they love this stuff.
Well, we've seen the, you know, the parts in Scripture where it talks about how when the wicked rule, the people mourn. And then we've seen the parts where the wicked judges and lawyers like to stir up, or I think the term in Scripture is foment, you know, the people. In other words, when they get them fighting back and forth, you know, it brings them in money. And, of course, the love of money is the root of all evil.
All right. A mother, new mom praised for giving up twins at a California firehouse, no questions asked. Jared Gilmore with the piece, Kurt.
Yeah, you got this, I guess it's some weird program out in California that I just was unaware of. And it's so that if you're feeling a little bit, I guess you could say, you know, just overwhelmed or whatever, you can turn in your children, and you can do it at places like firehouses. And I don't know up to what age they allow this, but they've got, in this case, it was just a...
Well, by the way, at 18, they say you're free to go.
Anyway, it was a new mother, as I understood it, and she basically... well, she was just overwhelmed with the whole situation, and so she turned in her twins. Now, they have a time, you know, a period where they can choose to come and get them back, apparently. So, you know, it's kind of like a library book, you know, that you bring in, and in case you wanted to check it back out, you can get it back.
Yeah, it's kind of like during the shutdown, how you couldn't get married, but you could get divorced. That kind of deal.
Yeah, good point. Well, anyway, this headline reads, new mom praised for giving up twins at California firehouse. No questions asked. Yep, they have what they call the Baby Safe Surrender Program, and it's established in Los Angeles County. The program allows a parent or legal guardian to confidentially hand over an infant, or in this case, two infants, 3 days old or younger. So not 4 days.
No,
not
sir.
5 days, but 3 days old or younger to any fire station, hospital, or designated safe surrender site. Now, I mean, you know, when you're a fireman and stuff growing up, you're probably not thinking that in the future, maybe people will just drop off children at your place. But anyway, these newborn twins were perfectly healthy, cared for, cleaned up, and fed when their young mother brought them to the Hesperia, California fire station, the firefighter said.
Now, here's what I don't get. The woman's praised for this, Becky.
Yeah. Well, of course, because that's the end goal of totalitarians. They want the state raising children. But you know, Sam, I'm getting here. Is she a single mother, or doesn't the article say?
Well, there's no mention in the article about the husband and/or father. It says the firefighters, the mayor, and others are praising the young woman for a loving decision. Laura Fossey is a spokesperson for the Rose of Sharon Pregnancy Resource Center in nearby Victorville. She said, I was amazed when I heard what this brave young mother did for her babies. I guess she went on to say, for this mother to take the initiative to surrender her babies shows just how much she really loves those babies.
and men are women and women are men.
I mean, yeah. It is just psychotic, the whole thing. And then they're literally talking on TV that, hey, what we'll do is we'll deliver this baby. We'll make sure the baby's comfortable while we plot its demise. And then Kurt, like, tries to sell a MAGA hat, and they're like, whoa, this guy's crazy. I mean, it's just off the charts. But don't worry. You've heard of the Ten Commandments coming down from Mount Sinai, right? You ever heard of that, Becky?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were speaking to Phil Kurt. Yes, and...
You've heard of the Ten Commandments coming down from there, right?
Yes.
Well, now they got new plans with the great mountain of old. Kurt?
Yeah, it looks like they're planning on building a city there, Sam. The headline that I'm seeing from WorldNet Daily says, Saudi Arabia to build mega city atop Mount Sinai. I guess researchers debate the location of the biblical Mount Sinai, but the Saudi Arabian government is moving forward with plans for a mega city built on top of one of the prime candidates. I guess, you know, the plans for the city are ambitious at a cost of $500 billion. This place will be called Neom, in case you want to go there. It's on the coast of the Red Sea. City's going to cover 10,230 square miles. You'll have to put that in your travel plan, Sam.
Wow. I don't think I want to go to that city. I'm afraid that sucker might get blasted off the top of the mountain for sacrilege.
Yeah. They probably won't have like a big old sign of the Ten Commandments saying this is where it was there, you know, anywhere, I suppose.
What do you think, Becky?
I think they've lost their minds. And first of all, my first question would be, why is a government building a city? Cities should be organic. They should grow up from people settling in a place and wanting to live there. I think the second thing this story shows is how totally evil governments are, okay? I'm always amused because I read a lot of World War II history. And I'm always amused at the debate scholars have, what caused Hitler? Why did so many people die and all this sort of thing? The one thing they never proposed government, okay? Government is what caused World War II. If Hitler had not become German chancellor, if Hitler had not ruled over a country, he could have hated all the gypsies and Jews and sodomites and retarded people he wanted to. And he couldn't have done a blessed thing about it. Maybe he would have killed one or two. He'd been put in prison. That would have been the end of it. Okay? As the head of government, however, he was able to unleash all his evil. Same thing goes for Stalin. Same thing goes for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who embroiled America in a war we never should have entered. Okay? And killed how many American young men? Same thing here. We have the Saudi Arabian government doing something that a single human being could not do, should not do. Why aren't people just getting together and settling places and opening stores and the place grows and you have an organic city instead of one a government is imposing against all rationality in a holy place that many people revere that ordinary people would never think of invading and defiling? That sounds incredibly impractical. Okay, that's the next thing. How much taxing is going to go on to support this?
Oh, it's out of control. So while governments immorally build cities around the world, and to me this is blasphemous, you got Saudi Arabia literally building a mega city on top of Mount Sinai. Wow. While that's going on, Elizabeth Warren's taking DNA tests. Sam and Kurt, Becky Akers on your radio. By the way, get her novels. They're incredible. Hailstorm, Abducting Arnold.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher, certified, put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Mulling a presidential bid, Senator Elizabeth Warren, she's got to get this DNA thing, man, dealt with. So she issues a private apology. Now, I don't even understand what this is about. First off, she ran around and said she was all Indian and stuff. Donald made fun of her and called her Pocahontas. Turns out she did a DNA test and Donald was right. She's not really a Native American at all. And now she doesn't know what to do with it, Becky. But what I don't understand is apologizing for what? Taking the test? For lying in the first place? For, I mean, what's this apology all about?
Well, I have no idea, but it does fall in line with most Marxist apologies. Have you ever noticed that when politicians apologize, they don't really apologize? They apologize for our reactions. Well, I'm sorry you're upset. No, you should be sorry you lied to me and stole my money from me. You should be sorry that you killed my father in a war. You shouldn't be sorry that I'm upset about that. What kind of inhumane person are you? My other favorite is when they apologize for the circumstances. And like they're just an innocent victim of the circumstances. So whatever her apology may be, I'm sure it'll be a bona fide political one that doesn't apologize for her trespass, rather tries to shift the blame to the rest of us.
Now, what I don't even understand, though, is what's the apology about? Look, let's say that I say I think I'm Scottish. And then I go take a DNA test and I find out, well, I'm not near as Scottish as I had once thought. I don't know that needs an apology, necessarily. The truth is good. But why push so hard that she thought she was an Indian in the first place? If she didn't really know, that's number one. And I think the answer is for political gain. But number two now, is she apologizing to the Indians? The Native Americans? Is she apologizing to all of us? Is she apologizing to Donald? I don't understand why whenever there's a racial discussion or whatever, there's always somebody apologizing for what?
Well, Sam, it's the politically correct thing to do.
It's the idiotic thing to do. All you got to do is go, my gosh, I thought I was Native American, and I guess I'm not as Native American as I thought. Move along.
Yeah.
But when you've made a political career out of exploiting people over this special interest group fact, in other words, Native Americans have these special permissions and so do blacks and everything else, it's nothing but this racial exploitation that you've taken advantage of that you would need to apologize for in the first place, right?
I thought this Mrs. Warren thing was pretty cool lately. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't call her Mrs. Warren, but she also apparently went hat in hand or whatever to this Howard Schultz guy, you know, the one who's taking all the heat now for thinking he should want to run for president. She went to try to get him to contribute to her, and he turned her down, Sam. And, you know, then he had this to say about her.
See, I don't even understand. How do you go to that guy? I'd like to go to him and see if he'll fund me. How do I get to him, Kurt?
Oh, good point.
She's got what, Indian privilege, or what has she got?
Well, she's a senator, Sam.
Oh, that's senatorial privilege. I see.
Yeah.
Senatorial true. Native American, never mind the fact that it's not true privilege.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Howard Schultz said about her plan, he called it ridiculous. That's going to bring down her wrath. And this plan that she has to tax the net worth of those with more than $50 million in assets. Then he described the government health plan of Kamala Harris that would eliminate private insurance as not American. So you can see why he's taking some heat, you know.
Now, I got a question. If she's not an American because she's an Indian or a Native American, don't you think we need to basically put her back on the res and she can't be a senator?
Well,
I like that.
I mean, look, either she's Native American and we're going to stick with it regardless of DNA. Because, look, I can't be a black guy if I wanted to, but she can be a man. She could just say, I'm a Native American man, and I want to be Native American, and I want to be a man. And she could just simply go back to the reservation. How does this all work, Becky?
I do not know. You did hear about that couple in Britain that decided they were black, right?
No.
Yes. A German woman, and I forget what nationality the husband was. I think he was British himself. Okay, two very white people. It's not like they had black people in their ancestry or anything. They decided they wanted to be black, and they decided they are black. And so they found a doctor who would give them skin-darkening tablets, and they swallowed those for a while. It didn't work on him, but she turned absolutely hideous. And they tell everyone they're black. And the doctor apparently told them, because she claims this happened, the doctor told them that their babies will be black.
And what you got to do is you got to basically take your bonics training to make the transformation complete. You know, like men, if they want to learn to walk like a woman, they got to go in walking training and all this kind of stuff so they can, you know, I don't even want to get into the details. I'm just saying. And so what these guys need to do, they need some Ebonics training. Could you imagine the English Ebonics accent going on with the white dude that's black? And this is just insanity. I'm just telling you right now, when we turn away from God, we just get absolutely psychotic. And that's all I see going on here. So, Elizabeth, I don't even know what you're apologizing for. Why don't you just admit you're not a Native American and move on? And we're done with the discussion, and you shouldn't have exploited the people with it. But furthermore, government shouldn't be exploiting these whole issues. There shouldn't be any guidelines about someone's pigmentation in their skin or supposedly where their heritage is from or their DNA trace, their lineage to. There shouldn't be any of that. But don't worry, 95,000 citizens were registered to vote in Texas. Kurt, there's only one problem.
Yeah, that's right, Sam. Apparently they were illegal. They were not citizens. Doggone it. That just kind of throws...
So you're allowed to trace your heritage unless you're white or illegal.
Yeah. And Sam, of course, this shows that there's no vote fraud going on in America. You have to remember that part as well, right?
Yeah, James Woods speaking out, too, about this thing, Kurt.
Well, yeah, that's right. He basically says that Congress is spineless on this whole voter fraud thing, he's reacting to this new report of voter fraud in Texas, and he says he called the congressional Republicans spineless for not doing something about the issue when they had the majority in both chambers, kind of like you've said. He says, imagine, if you will, a time when the GOP could hold the presidency and the Congress. And he says, well, we did, of course, for the past 2 years. Sadly, he says, our Congress was too spineless to stand by you, Mr. President. This could have been corrected by legislation.
And there's his only mistake. He's spot on the point, but the only way to correct it is legislation. The only way to correct it is to fire all those idiot childs and put constitutionalists up there that'll obey their oath of office.
Yeah, great.
And if you follow Becky's advice, it would be fire all of them for good, right, Becky?
Oh, I don't see any point to having them there. They just start wars and steal from us.
Wow.
And Sam, I would also pose the question to folks, when the government was shut down, how badly did you suffer? You know, if you did suffer, let me propose your suffering was illegitimate. You should not be dependent on a government check. And if you were, and if you were worried that your livelihood was in danger, you need to recognize that you are a thief. You are pointing the guns of government at the rest of us and forcing us to support you. So apart from those thieves, the rest of us didn't feel one ounce of pain. In fact, all of us were quite happy to have the bureaucrats on vacation instead of wreaking havoc in our lives. So given that very few Americans, except those dependent on government, which is illegitimate, suffered in any way, why are we paying to have this government in place?
Amen to that. I concur. I do stand with the proper role of constitutional government, which is very limited in scope. But to Becky's wise point, it always grows beyond its natural bounds, or its God-given, or whatever you want to say, its restrictions. It always grows beyond it. And we got to make sure that we prevent that. All right, a woman's guilty of female genital mutilation of daughter. It's the first UK conviction in 34 years, Kurt. What is this woman thinking?
Well, Sam, you know, and the headline was kind of weird to me because it read FGM, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't know what FGM stands for.
Oh, that's why I took that out of my headline.
Yeah, and anyway, you know, when I went in there to understand, they said, oh, that stands for female genital manipulation, or mutilation, I guess. And so now this is the first time that this has been a convicted thing in 34 years. They've got a lot of new things coming to their area there in the UK as they basically have all this open borders kind of thing.
It's going to be more and more and more and more that happens. All I can tell you is this about that story. Hey, they got that going on by government taxpayer funding. For all these whacked out folks that think they can just defy God and change their gender, you got that funded by taxpayers in America that's got to stop, too, speaking of that.
Great point, Sam.
And these people are just absolutely psychotic. They think they can just basically upend God. It ain't going to work. It's just going to culminate in receiving his wrath if we keep up this psychotic turn our back on God behavior. Michael Moore is doing just that. Michael Moore calls for Starbucks boycott until Howard Schultz drops his presidential ambitions, Becky. Like, who cares about all these guys?
Really? Really? I mean, they've got how many people running now for the presidential nomination? 400 of them? I mean, Howard will get will be winnowed out just like all the rest of them.
What do you think, Kurt?
Well, the thing that's a little different about the Howard Schultz guy is he's actually pointing out how we're really in a lot of debt. America was a place where he thought it was, you know, freedom enough to where he could kind of go from rags to riches. And we're not supposed to just tax people out of all that they've ever earned or whatever. And he's talking about running as an independent compared to all the Democrats. So, you know, at least from what I can see, he's a little bit out of the norm when it compares to, you know, the Cory Booker and the Kamala Harris or whatever types. Anyway, that's my take on it.
And I agree with your take completely. I guess I just don't believe all the answers are in government. Every one of these guys, the only answer is more government or government my way or. The only real answers, ladies and gentlemen, is to turn to God, family, and country. And we need less government, less regulation, more constitutionality, more checks and balances, more limiting of government, less money in the hands of government, more money in the hands of the people. Honest money, if we're going to talk about money in the first place, which means constitutional currency, gold and silver. Those are the only ways. And the issue, bottom line, Becky, is honesty.
Oh, absolutely. And that is why the state flourishes. And that's why it will always grow beyond its God-given limits. Is it is the great fiction whereby everybody lives at everybody else's expense.
I love it when we're on the radio together and we tell the tale of liberty as we do so well. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Becky. By the way, if you want to get Becky's incredible novels, they're available now. One of them is called Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale. The other one's called Abducting Arnold, The Other Side of the Benedict Arnold Story. I'm telling you, they're incredible. Look for them online. Becky Akers, Hailstorm, and Abducting Arnold. The revolutionary new novels. Buy them before they're banned. Incredible stuff. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you, Kurt and Sam.
All right. Godspeed. Thank you, Kurt. I'm just telling you right now, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. But you got to get involved. LibertyRoundtable.com. Make it a great day. You got to choose the right. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.